All right, today is Friday, October the 11th. Today's National You Go Girl Day.
You go, girl.
Yeah, man. You go, girl. It's actually, it's my party day.
And you get to cry if you want to. Yeah,
okay, cry, fine. Yeah. It's also National Sausage Pizza Day.
Yeah, I love the sausage pizza, man.
Not a big fan of it.
Why?
It just, it's that old song, it turns me inside out. So I'm not a sausage pizza guy, man.
It's not a good visual either.
It does, man. It breaks my heart.
What do you put on your pizzas?
Pepperoni.
Well, pepperoni is a form of sausage.
It's not a sausage, though. I love banana peppers. Love Canadian bacon's good. Mm-hmm. Just not a sausage guy, man. Which leads into World Obesity Day.
Mm-hmm.
I've got what they say is kind of a weight problem. All right, Charlie, hit it, buddy.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Well, you're really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. It hits my hair.
All right, this day in sports history, Greg. What year was the first 100-yard dash ran under 10 seconds? What year?
36.
1890.
Wow.
John Owens, 9.8. seconds. Ran that in Washington, D.C. 1927, this guy's elected MVP of baseball. It was a huge honor.
Lou Gehrig.
Gehrig. Did I give it away to you?
Yeah.
1968, this guy's named manager of the Minnesota Twins.
I know, Billy Martin.
Yeah, that's right. We only talked three managers on this show. Good job. Let's see here. Oh, my God. There's nothing happened on this day. I'm going down to see. 1981 on this day, the Yankees beat the Brewers to capture the what? The only what? This is interesting.
What year?
1981.
Well, the AL...
No, it's called something else then. For this one year only. Wasn't that the strike year? 81? They captured the only Eastern Championship Series. Why it was called that? Who knows?
Wow.
1981. That was a strike-shortened year. Let's see. Not a lot happened this day, pal. Not a lot happened. Yankees beat the Cardinals in the World Series.
Well, just let the game come to you. If there's nothing there, then it's fine.
All right, we got to move on. That's it. Leroy Irvin sets a yards gain on punt return in a game. 207 yards. All right. Let's get to the birthdays. That's what people want to hear and want to see. That's what drives the
You needle. Haven't done any of our, where we're, you know, people are listening.
It's been down for a little bit. My app's been down.
Yeah,
on my phone. It's not working.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first up, celebrity birthdays. I think is it 2-1, Greg? Are you 2-1?
I think so.
I think you are, 2-1. All right, so this
I don't remember the last time I won a week.
I do. It was never. All right, here we go. First up, Joan Cusack.
55. 54.
57. All right. Jane Krakowski. Her favorite and best role was she was Cousin Vicky in National Lampoon's Vacation.
Cousin Vicky. Oh, she's 48.
53.
51. Tied at ones. We're going to pass her. Going down a little bit. Oh, rapper Cardi B. Fun fact, 2017, she married Offset. Just letting you know.
36.
35.
27. Actor Ron Liebman. Liebman. He was in a bunch of movies in the 70s and 80s.
That's it. 75.
Do you know his look? You saw his picture.
I know. 75.
65.
82. Country singer Gene Watson.
70.
71.
76. Daryl Hall. Fun fact, he's with Hall & Oates.
Not anymore. Well, they do tour a little bit. He actually lives here, Daryl
Hall.
He does
not. He lives in Philadelphia, according to this.
No, John Oates lives here. That's
correct.
Right. Daryl Hall is 70.
71.
73. Charlie's on top, 2-1. Ooh, it's getting exciting now. All right. Country singer Paulette Carlson.
52.
55.
68. Original MTV VJ Mark Goodman. And this makes me feel really old.
I'm going to say he's 68.
67.
67 exactly. Good job, Charlie. 3-1. We got some more coming down here. Actor, comedian Artie Lang.
64.
53.
52.
He looks old. He looks
4-1.
Just got out of rehab again.
rapper MC Light.
44.
53.
48. It's a good one there. Let's go down and see a few more that we got here. PGA golfer Michelle Wee.
32.
31.
30. 5-1. And to finish it off, Steve Young, NFL Hall of Fame quarterback.
55.
54.
58 years old. Has the greatest, one of the greatest runs of all time with that. All right, Charlie ties it too. We take it to the next week. There we go. Now, Greg, here's your song. This came out in 1971. All right? You got this.
That is,
I could see you smoking dope and singing this song.
At 14 years old.
At Bowling Green High School.
At 14 years old, yeah. Oh, good Lord. That is, man, I want to say Tanya Tucker. That's all right.
They're from Canada, so they can't be trusted.
I give up. Peter, Paul, and Mary.
The band Ocean.
Ocean, wow. You got
Anne Murray first recorded it, but Ocean's the one that took it to another level.
I'm Tom Hodges of Gog and Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Gog and Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Gog and Cold Hall, please visit www.gogandcold.com. That's www.gogandcold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Gog and Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.